August 10th, 2005, in her home on Wade Road. Could you state your full name, please?
My full name?
Yeah, and you can just leave it right, there.
And Leora Ruby Simmons.
All right, and when were you born and where?
I was born in High Valley in February 24th, 25.
Okay. And can you tell me about your the memories that, or the stories that your family told about your grandparents coming to Cove?
Well, I really didn't hear too many stories about them coming. I think they had three children at that time.
Do you know when they came to Cove? Probably the 1800s, right?
Oh, well, 1800s. Yes.
Did they settle here?
Yes.
Or did they buy land?
They bought land in Cove. I think Cove was the first place that had several different places. And my dad farmed in High Valley, Roy Alexander.
So your maiden name was Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when your grandparents came here, did they homestead this area, or did they buy the land?
I think they bought the land.
Mm-hmm. And what did they buy the land for? What kind of place did they have?
Well, it was in where they raised cattle, milk cows, Erie. Mm-hmm. And they had chickens and pigs and all that stuff just to have enough to eat.
Uh-huh. And why did they move to Cove from,
I don't know. I never did hear them ever say anything about that.
Mm-hmm. And so where in High Valley was it that they moved to?
Well, this is north end of High Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Here. It's where I was born too.
Oh, uh-huh.
And my three brothers, I guess.
Do you remember your parents talking, or your parents talking about the early days in Cove and what they did when they were on the farm?
No, my mother passed away when I was three, and so then I just lived with my dad and two brothers at that time, and we just raised wheat. Farmed with horses.
How did they get, where did they meet and get married?
In High Valley.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
What were their names?
My mother's name is Delia Ross and Roy Alexander.
Mm-hmm. And how did your mother's family get here?
I don't know if they were from someplace else or not. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your dad's family had been here for quite a while.
Uh-huh. Well, I think so the Rosses have been here for a long time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they had a place in High Valley.
Did they meet in high school, or did they meet?
No, in grade school, I don't think. No, they probably went, no, I know not. They didn't go to high school.
Uh-huh.
It was grade school.
What school did they go?
There was a school in High Valley. High Valley school.
Really? Was it a one-room schoolhouse?
A one-room schoolhouse.
Do you remember the name of it?
It was High Valley School.
Mm-hmm.
North High Valley. And there was a South High Valley. Gets over that.
Oh, uh-huh. So, when you were born, what were your parents doing at that time?
Well, my dad was playing ball when they got married, I think, and my mother was just helping take care of children because her mother had passed away earlier.
Oh, uh-huh. And he was playing what kind of ball?
A baseball.
Oh.
He was a pretty baseball player.
Really?
So did but he quit that to get married, and then he went to farming.
I see. So who did he play baseball with?
With just everybody around.
Mm-hmm.
Town teams.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. So he must have been great.
And he was a good pitcher and a catcher both.
All right. Mm-hmm. So when you were born, can you tell me about what life was like on the farm? Now, was this the farm that you mm-hmm. farmed? Can you tell me what you remember about growing up on the farm here?
I just remember we had lots and lots of snow in High Valley, and my brothers and I usually would ride a horse to school, put it in a little red barn with the schoolhouse, or either that or get on a sledge, you know, and my oldest brother Kenneth would drive the horse and pull my brother and I on the sled. But when there was so much snow, you could, just walking along, you could reach the telephone wires, but on the drifts, there's snow over the fences. And we'd get our sleds up on the hill, and you could go clear down into the field because the snow was over the fences. You couldn't even see the fence, but we had to walk back. It's not easy like it is today.
Oh, my gosh. So the weather was quite different then.
Uh-huh. Lots more snow.
Uh-huh. And And did you go to that women's schoolhouse
yes.
that your parents had gone to? Uh-huh.
Well, my parents didn't go to, they went to some to Cove because they lived. So they went to Cove mostly, I think, to school. But mm-hmm. just a great school. It was my brothers and I went to the one room schoolhouse.
Oh, you did? What do you remember about going to that one?
Well, it was fun, and we used to play teeter-totter and play pump pump away and tag and one of the main things was ball.
What were the teachers like?
Really nice. There was one teacher that we didn't care that much for, and we ran her out in about, one whole year, but I feel real bad about that today. And then we got, Mrs. Powell came from Cove, and she was so sweet, and she straightened us out.
Is that P-A-L, Mrs. Powell?
P-O-W-E-L-L.
Oh, Powell, uh-huh.
Hattie Powell.
And what kinds of lessons do you remember learning in school?
The best I was in school was spelling, but I wasn't very good in arithmetic. All the rest of the Alexanders was, but I wasn't. And then I just liked to read.
Mm-hmm. What were your brothers' names?
Kenneth, the oldest brother, just passed away, and Virgil.
And so
then my dad remarried when I was in the fifth grade. I lived with my aunt and uncle. So, from the first grade to the fifth grade, up in High Valley.
Oh, uh-huh.
Orgy and I lived in Burford.
Burford?
Uh-huh.
So, when you went to school in this one-room schoolhouse, how did all of the different grades learn together?
In my grade, from the first to the eighth, it was just one other boy and myself. They were just small classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most, it was four in one class. But we kind of just listened to her advice, you know? But we are.
Did the older ones teach the younger ones at all? Or?
No, not really. Just that one teacher.
Hmm. So she must have had it figured out how to get
she did.
To do what
uh-huh. They had our lessons.
Uh-huh. And how did you write your lessons? What kind of, did you write on slates? Did you write your books?
No, we had the papers.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, the ink and the ink wells and our in our desk.
So how long was your school?
From 8 till 4.
Right. Okay. And did you bring your lunch? Or
oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Brought our lunch and we generally had to haul our drinking water.
What would you bring for lunch?
Well, in those days, you know, it was kind of hard. A lot of my sandwiches was venison sandwiches. And we, was around there, and we just ate the deer, and nobody ever said anything because we would starve if we didn't.
Did your mother break bread or your aunt?
Oh yes, Yeah, they all made homemade bread, and that was fun to come home after school and smell that bread. Then we could get the heel or something. We could have the slice and some jam on it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. So. From the first to the fifth grade, you were living with your aunt and uncle.
Mm-hmm. And then my dad.
Why did you live with your aunt and uncle instead of having to live with your dad?
Well, he was, farming so much, and my aunt was a sister to my mother, and she really kind of wanted to take me, just because I was a girl, I guess, and daddy had enough of the two boys.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really want me to go, but it wasn't very far, just a couple, 3 miles. Then he remarried when I was in fifth grade, and I went back home.
You know, this farm is the home that you came back to. Tell me about what kind of farming your father did.
Mostly wheat and hay.
Did you have orchards?
Just a family orchard, a few trees, crab apple trees, and apple tree, and prune trees. Mm-hmm. Just kind of scattered around. They were
How did your father meet your stepmother?
My stepmother. Well, maybe it's complicated. I think when he's playing ball, really. I think that she went to ball games, really. Uh-huh. And then I married her brother.
Oh.
So my my stepmother was my sister-in-law too.
Well, that keeps it all in the family, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of so your father was playing baseball? Was it the town team that?
Yes.
And would they play against other teams?
Yes, right
in the valley.
On Sundays, that's where we didn't know that was our heritage. We went to North Powder and Ambler.
So what position did he play?
Mostly pitcher and catcher, some.
So he was well known.
Red, they called him Red. He had red hair. His name was Roy Alexander, but they called him Red.
That's great. What did you do around the school children might be wondering about what a child's chores might be around the
farm? We had our chores, carrying in some wood and gathering the eggs and getting the cows in for them to milk. We all had chores, and you got up and ate breakfast with them in the mornings, which they don't do now.
Mm-hmm. What time would you have to get up to get the chores done?
Usually four. Four is when Daddy would get up, and then we would get one breakfast with him. We'd haul her up the stairs, and breakfast was ready. You better come or you'd miss out.
And then you walk to school. How far was it to school?
Probably about 3 miles. Back, over and back.
Mm-hmm. That's a long way.
Yeah, it's quite a ways, but in the middle.
Mm-hmm. That's what you did.
Maybe that's why I'm old now.
So do you remember a lot of the kids walking to school?
Most of them. There was one family that lived farther away that there was two girls and the man brought her, the dad, drove to school with me. A lot of times I was on that same road and a lot of times I'd go too with them.
And so then you took your sleds in the winter?
Yeah, my brother's 90, yeah.
Uh-huh. What were their chores on the farm?
Same thing. They would have to get through the same thing.
So there were boy chores and girl chores?
Not really. Well, most generally the boys did the wood hauling. Just gathered the eggs or whatever else was pretty.
Now, did your brothers farm also when they grew up? And
One of them did. The one that just passed away, Kenneth. I farmed in High Valley too. Then he was in the service and he came back to farming.
And what did he do?
Wheat and hay, alfalfa. I think that's it. That's just about all they ever raised up there.
Was it dry land farming?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember some years when the crop wasn't what it was supposed to be?
There was good and bad, just like there is now, but we would thresh machines, the grain, you know, out. And they would have whichever place they was to, they would put on the dinner, and would put big sawhorses in the living room, and they cooked the breakfast and the dinner and the supper. That's what they had then, was breakfast, dinner, and supper. And those and fried chicken and homemade biscuits and just all the good stuff.
Wow.
They got up pretty early to start breakfast too.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a wash pan out in the yard with a water bucket, you know, come in and wash up and come in and have a meal.
Mm-hmm. Did you have people working on the farm that were not family, or was it just a family?
Mostly all just neighbors and family. It was mostly all family up there, mm-hmm. related. Mm-hmm.
And, so neighbors would come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's what they did. And when they butchered the pigs, they would go from one place to the other one, maybe butcher six or seven pigs at each place. And
so you had pigs, too?
Well, we didn't have very many, just enough to throw in the eggs, you know. Mm-hmm.
So was there any food that you had to buy?
Flour and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And, we made our own syrup.
Did you help with the cooking?
Mm-hmm. After I got big enough.
And what kinds of meals would you prepare at the farm?
I had potatoes every meal. And it was meat, potatoes, and gravy, and a vegetable, and biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And most any of that dessert was some kind of canned fruit.
Oh, uh-huh. So that the canned fruit was something?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. They canned lots from the garden and the fruit that they raised. Some had more orchards with more things, and they divide.
Mm-hmm. So, did you do some bartering? Did you trade certain crops for other crops?
D- just in the fruit, just, I mean, in the vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody was stingy. They all helped.
So was there a farmer's market that
no.
time?
No.
So everybody raised it themselves. Where did you sell the meat? Where did you get
the Union, the Union flour mill.
Oh, uh-huh. So you truck it over there? Do you remember being in the fields helping?
Well, I was just out there riding on the combine. Well, it was combine later, you know, it was combine after they got through all this thrash machine and stuff when they got the combines. But they was all pulled by horses.
Really? So you had horses on the place too?
Uh-huh.
So would you ride on the back of them, or are you leading them to...
No, they're driving. They'd be a driver set up on the wagon seat, like thing, only it wasn't a wagon, it was a combine or the...
And dragging them along behind.
And they would sit up there and have the reins in their hand and drive these horses.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of machines early on, before...
Well, it was just like, they had mowers and rakes and stuff. They were the old-time horses.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what year it was one day. He's got his tractor. He's still got it today. Mm-hmm. And my brother had it at his place up to Oxbow, and he passed away. Now my son's going to get it. When my dad farmed with me.
Oh, really? So did they do plowing with horses also? So just a
and drilling? And, yeah, everything was with horses.
Mm-hmm. So that's really hard work.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. To go out there and harness them, you know, in the mornings and bring them back and unharness them and feed them and water them.
So you remember your dad doing most of that work until your brothers got older?
Mm-hmm.
And neighbors helping?
Well, not too much. On each one of them had their own little farm to do. They didn't unless they got in the bind or somebody got sick or something in the field.
So what did you do for fun when you were younger? What did you do? Were there dances? Or?
Oh, yes, we did have some dances. Probably once a month. There was two different houses in High Valley that had a dance hall. And we had we'd have dances. And us little kids would dance with the big folks and have a little midnight supper thing. And I had one aunt that lived up there that she always brought homemade cream puffs with real whipped cream. We all looked out for that. That was my aunt. Well, that was my dad's sister.
Oh, okay. She lived up there too.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So the Alexander family.
That was quite a few.
How many people? How many was Alexander Farms?
What?
Alexander Farms were there around the area.
Well, there was like one in Cove where we lived up High Valley Road a ways. Just one, two, three Alexanders one time. And then there was Birds. Sam took care of me and another one. And then the Evelsons, they were no relation, but they were good friends, good neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So and you were all doing the same kind of farm living?
Mm-hmm. Everything. Milking cows, and they'd have to haul it to you to the creamery.
Oh, you did?
With horses most of the time.
In the back of a wagon?
Mm-hmm.
And hand milk?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And if you hand milk, then what did you put that milk in?
They had buckets and they had cream cans. They milked in the buckets and poured in the cream cans. And they packed the cream cans up to the separator and separated.
What did the separator look like?
I was so sure I'd show you. Well, it's quite a little deal. It stood up there and it had a handle on it. And then the bowl you poured your milk in. And then you took a cloth and put over top of this bowl, strained the milk. And it went down there and you turned this crank. And it separated. And there was spouts where it came out, the skim milk and the cream.
Oh.
And we used the cream to make our butter. And
so did you churn butter?
I had a chicken in a quart jar.
Uh-huh.
Still got butter.
Really? How long did you have to shake it?
Oh, it didn't seem like it was too long. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it got kind of tired of shaking. And then they had the buttermilk, so you then drink the buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. So you used all of that.
Uh-huh.
So did you have butter churns that you actually used the canned butter
Well, if we did have, uh-huh, yes. Or one that took a little one was a crank, but mm-hmm. just any way we could go.
Did you sell the butter and the...
Not the butter and the cream.
That's what we cream cut. That was the most expensive thing.
That's one thing that about what groceries we use. It was a cream that we sold.
And you sold to a creamery
in Union.
Huh. So was it Union the only creamery that
I think there was two in Union at that time. There was some on the ground, of course, but then we were like,
do you remember the name of the canary in Union?
No.
That's the Africa. That was fun. So you were taking wheat over there, and you were taking cream. Were you taking other, anything
else? No, my aunt that took care of me sold quite a few eggs at the grocery stores.
Oh. Yeah.
And I think all of the farmers up there did sell quite a few eggs too. And then we raised our own chickens and butchered our own chickens.
Did you sell chickens to butchers?
No, not really. We just raised them to, and for our own use and for the eggs.
Boy, there are so many things going on.
Yeah.
How did anyone keep track of anything?
You just get up and just get your thing.
Uh-huh.
Get it done.
Yeah. So what were your after school chores? The same thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was the whole thing. It was the
So you milk in the morning and milk in the afternoon as well?
Mm-hmm. Twice a day.
Yeah. And then you had to do your homework on top of that?
You know, we didn't have an awful lot of homework at the time. We didn't bring a lot of homework to do. Mm-hmm. We did at school.
That makes sense. You didn't have so much to do when you got
home.
So what kinds of things did you kids do for fun?
Oh, we play hide and seek and then just ordinary, you know, just tag or ball or something at school and home both.
Mm-hmm.
Ride horses. We'd ride horses sometimes after the cows if they were out very far in the pasture.
Mm-hmm. So did you love living in the farm?
Love that. This is a mini farm from what we had.
Yeah? So how much bigger, how many acres?
We got 10
here.
You have
10 now. How many did you have?
I think on Daddy's was 480.
480?
I think so. Some was timber, you know.
Uh-huh.
Quite a bit of timber.
Wow. So did most families have big acres like that?
Like, yeah, and some timber and a bit.
So you had a place for the cattle and the place for the wheat and all of that.
Yeah, they kept that. The animals was generally on the hill pasture.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. It was.
So when you got to junior high, how long were you at the
school? Well, I went to school till I was in eighth grade, and then I came to Cole to go to high school.
Oh, I see. So you went to eighth grade and at
High Valley. Yeah, High Valley, huh? We all of us.
Wow. And how many students all together were at going to school?
Probably 11, 12, most probably.
Mm-hmm. So you knew each other really well.
Oh yeah. And then that's most of them was related.
Uh-huh. Did you have games that you played during recess and that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. That's when we played with our ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then pop up all the kids now don't know what that is.
What is that?
You choose up sides, you know, just have two choose up sides. And you get on each side. And have us try to have the same amount. And there's somebody in the center, and they'll say something. They'll say, "Pump up, pull away, don't pull away, I'll pull you away." So everybody had to start running, and whoever you would go out and tag, why, that was the next one to do that.
Oh my!
Oh dear!
It must have been fun.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
So was there a school bell on the school and everything?
Well, that was just a little bell. The teacher would come out on the porch and ring.
And did she live at a school?
Usually the teacher would board with somebody. Now, when I was at my aunt's, there was a teacher there. We would board there. And then there was another place, so Wilkinson's. And it wasn't too far from school. The teacher would board there. But this Mrs. Powell, she came, some of the time, she came back and forth. She lived in Cove when her husband had an old car there, and she'd go back and forth. Some of the time, she lived in Cove.
Did you ever have single women teachers? Uh-huh. Like, just young, uh-huh. Starting out?
But Mrs. Powell, she was with an older lady there.
Uh-huh. Was she strict?
No, not really. You just knew she meant what she said.
Did she ever paddle anyone?
No. We had one other teacher who tried to. I feel bad about that today. It was all in that one.
Well, you know, that's the way to get it.
No,
you don't. Kids always want to know if people got paddled in
mm-hmm.
So when you went to Cove to high school, how was that different from your school?
It was different. Because I was bashful.
Oh.
You know, really as self-conscious and bashful I have been ever since in all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it was different, but the kids were all nice and accepted too.
Mm-hmm. Was it the same school that they're in now? So that's the best school for you. And when you went to high school, do you remember what favorite classes you had? Right.
Orchard. Miller's have it now.
Oh, yeah. And And where did you sell your cherries?
To the co-op down here, Cold Cherry Shed.
Cherry Shed?
Cold Cherry Shed. Is that what they call it? Cold. Anyway, it's a cherry shed down there.
Uh-huh. And then they would sell their cherries to stores? Or
no, they would ship them out, just like they do now.
Oh, do they make the maraschino cherries then out of
that? Well, the Roylands. They would make maraschino out of those, but then they didn't make them here in Cole. They used to pack carrots here in Cole.
Oh, they did.
My mother packed them, and my aunts had they packed when they were.
Was there a cherry like a factory?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they packed the cherries in little boxes and shipped them out.
Huh? But that didn't last too long.
No, not after. No, after they got lots and lots, why didn't they start shipping them out in trucks? Mm-hmm.
So how long were you on the Richardson farm before you moved back to your dad's?
About 3 years. Yeah.
By this time, were there different farm implements that were
used? It was getting newer machinery, if that's what you mean. Yeah, it was getting the tractors and combines. But the combines at that time were still pulling horses for quite a long time, and they got tractors.
Father's place. And how was that different for you living up there with your husband instead of your father?
No, then I moved. My husband and I moved back up there.
Oh, with your dad?
No, my dad had gone then. He'd moved to Cove in a house down here just down in town for my stepbrother and sister could go to school down here without, because, you know, they'd have to ring him every day. So he was old enough and sold his farm. And we ran it for him for a while. We didn't buy it or anything. We just ran it.
You just ran it?
Uh-huh. And then when we was up there, I had a son. I had a daughter when we moved up there and then a son. And we moved from there when my son was 3 down to farther down the road. Mm-hmm. still in High Valley, on the High Valley Road.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we lived there. Weldon Simmons after that. He's one of the buildings in here.
Also, your husband passed away while you were here in this
yes.
place?
Yes.
How much acreage did you have at that point? At this point?
Well, it was up to Daddy's there. We farmed, I think that was 450. And we just helped Daddy with the crops and stuff. We went there till we found our
homes.
We had to be so long in our state to get all the kids their farm.
Continue to raise wheat and
yeah, same thing. Continue.
What? Why do so many farmers around here raise wheat?
Well, at that time, that was about the only thing that they got a good market for, and that was before like the mint and grass and all that came in. It just didn't have it. Mm-hmm. It was just hay and the grain. Well, oats and barley, maybe some too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the oats and barley. Most of the High Valley didn't have the oats.
Did most of the people that were going to high school when you went to high school have what farms nowadays?
No, not really. That's a whole lot. When I went to high school down here, I think I knew where everybody lived and what they did and what they had for breakfast. Now I don't hardly anybody. There's so many new ones coming, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I used to look out through this window here up there. And see cows and horses, and now it's all I see cows.
Yeah, it's changed a lot, hasn't it? Yeah. So when you and your first husband moved on to the farm, you were working for my dad. I see. And then when your husband was killed, did you stay living on the farm, or did
no,
you
we can, no, we were back here when he passed. He had a heart attack, a massive heart attack. Mm-hmm. He was working in the county. We had to work in the farm.
What did he do with the work in the town?
Drive a truck.
This is Mr. Richardson?
Uh-huh. I had the those old red gravel trucks, you know. Mm-hmm.
So then after your first husband died, did you continue to stay
right here?
Dad?
No, I stayed here.
You stayed here alone.
Uh-huh.
So were you doing the farm?
My dad passed away. But he was really cool.
Mm-hmm. So were you trying to do the farm by yourself, or did you have help?
No, I just had... Well, I was living here, and then when my husband passed away.
Uh-huh.
And we just had a few cows
mm-hmm.
that we would get and sell them in the fall, maybe 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why he worked out. Because
oh.
Not that much.
Oh, so you when you moved down to this place, it wasn't a farm?
No, it wasn't that much time.
Why did you decide to move and not have a farm anymore?
Want to do something different.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you married Mr. Simmons. Can you tell me about him?
Well, he was a carpenter. And but his health was never good.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a little bit of carpenter work after he was married, but he was disabled, you know. He was able to do things, but he was just disabled because his heart was bad. But he was really able to hold a job. I think my first husband, I was married 29 years, and well, then I was married 27 years.
Wow.
That's a very long time.
Yes.
And it took quite a while because that's what I've done an awful lot is take care of people. I took care of my brother, half brother and sister, and I loved it. And they were more like my own kids today because I was 11 and 12 when they were born.
Oh.
My phone's a one thing.
Yeah, just a second, I'll stop.
Uh-huh.
So, you and your first husband were pretty much at the farm, mm-hmm. and then he started working, driving trucks?
Uh-huh.
What kind of trucks did he drive?
It was just gravel, county truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like the roads, you know, the side roads and stuff, the gravel.
Oh.
All gravel from the pit out here.
Oh, uh-huh. So that's why the roads are better than they probably would have been, huh?
Yeah, that helped.
Now, how old were your children when your husband died?
They were both married.
Were they farming also then?
No, my daughter, when she got married, she was a teacher.
Oh,
she taught. She did. And my son logged an awful lot. He helped on the farm. He logged quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's a farmer today, though.
Oh,
my grandsons do.
Really? The same farms? Or
no, I know. Did you know Carmen Miller? He bought her place. It's a farm. I heard that he farms a place in High Valley. He just rents and farms it. And that was one of his first jobs. He was in high school working on that farm. And this one that he's bought, too. But now they're... And then my two grandsons, his two boys, they're workaholics.
Mm-hmm. What are the good things about working on a farm?
Well, you just didn't have time to think about everything still one day. No, you just... It was just nice, you know? And you could trust people. And didn't have to worry about them coming in and stealing you and stuff. And say, oh, it was just nice. Everybody helped one another. This is what we did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember putting up barns for people?
No,
like that,
no. Well, my second husband, Weldon, built a barn. He and his dad on the place where my aunt and uncle lived. Their barn burned down, and they built a new barn up there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we didn't.
So after your first husband died, did other relatives have farms then? I mean, what happened to your dad's place?
My brother bought it, and then after a while he sold it. And then he bought a restaurant up to Hell's Canyon Oxbow.
Oh!
That's pretty bad. But he logged a lot too after. When he was a farmer in High Valley, he logged something. About.
Was that typical for farmers to also do logging?
Yes, quite a few.
So if you put timber on your place?
Well, yeah, we could go get your own clear wood, all that.
But this was when they were logging was out for bigger people, you know, like Port Collins and different ones. You know, and had logging.
So your first husband was kind of a handyman, second husband was kind of a handyman, did lots of building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's more of a carpenter.
And so on this place, did you say you had milk cows? Did you have?
No, we just had that. Kept a few steers just to sell in the fall to make a little money from it.
Did you miss the farm?
No. Because this is not a farm now. I've still got cows. You know, uh-huh. They're my grandsons that's in here, but I still have cows.
So your family's still in the area? And your grandkids are in the area?
Uh-huh. I've been there pretty cold. My son and the two. He has two boys who live in the old farm. One of them's house is right up here on the hill. And he goes out in the valley and farms, him and his brother together. And then I have my daughter, she was a teacher, but she retired from that, and she helps her husband farm, Bowens and McGrann.
Oh, so where did she teach?
She taught in Elgin, and then her husband was still in school, and they went down to Corvallis Way, and she taught in Forest Grove, and then moved to Corbin. What's that little town like Corbin? Anyway, that's where she taught was Corbin. Mm-hmm. She retired from there.
And now they're farming.
But his dad, her husband's dad died, and he came and because his mother was alone up there, and he came and retired from his Forest Grove work.
How has Cove changed in the last?
Just a lot of people is mostly about the same, I guess, but just lots and lots of people moving in.
And are people selling farms and subdividing the land? Is that
a little bit if they can. Now, like this here, I have the 10 acres in zone, so you can't subdivide.
That's good.
Won't you anyway?
So when you looked out your window, you didn't see houses.
No, well, not very many.
People had different places.
So yeah, bigger path.
Yeah.
But there's three right up there that I can see that, you know.
What about Cove itself? How has that, the town of Cove, changed? Has it changed much since you were a girl?
No. Not an awful lot. There's just one grocery store now. They have two, and then of course the cherries. You know.
Was there always a cherry festival or a cherry?
It used to be a cherry festival a long time ago. Then they kind of quit it, and then it started back up again. And John Schoolers helped a lot on that, I think.
Right. So when you were a girl, was there a cherry festival?
I can't remember it, not when I was. But this Mrs. Powell, that was my teacher, she was the cherry queen. First time I think they had that. And then for some reason it just kind of just went for a while. And then
have you gotten any more?
Mm-hmm. I rode the float last year.
Not
the enforcement's called float.
Oh, that's fun.
But it was fun, but you know you can't see the parade then.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think they want me to ride again this year, but I'm kind of excited. I kind of like to look at the people go by.
Yeah.
It was fun though on there, throwing candy out.
But what about when you have all these people who you know who are on farms, what kind of social life do you develop with people that are living on farms?
When I was growing up, you mean? Mm-hmm. Well, the social life was just, a lot of times we could have maybe Sunday dinners with the family, so not the whole bunch, you know. And then our dances and picnic, they had what they called a homecoming picnic every August on my brother's older last. And everybody that lived in High Valley or had lived in High Valley would come and have a picnic. That would be one thing every summer then.
Mm-hmm. Each other.
Mm-hmm. But then that was Of course, there was no TV or no radios, you know, with earbuds. No, we just kind of made our own entertainment. Working daylight with God.
So, do you remember anything about when your grandparents, when you were a young girl, were what their farming was like?
Mostly milk and cows. My grandma really could milk. My grandma Alexander, she could just really milk a chicken. And she said, instead of grandpa could just use his feet, he could do real good because he was walking every place. He was bare feet. He did everything, you know, even walking the snow and all over it. But he wasn't very good at milking cows. She said, if he just used his feet, I would have.
So they didn't have the hay in the...
Just a little hay spots, you know, just for the cows. We were not enough to...
So their focus was mainly the hay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just for them to milk and separate and sell a crate.
Mm-hmm. And is that how they made their living when they first came?
Mm-hmm. And of course they had pigs and chickens. So. Selling eggs, which they did before if they had eggs.
Was it a hard life for them when they first came? Do you know?
I know. It probably was hard work, but they probably enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that with your parents too? Mm-hmm. That it being a hard life. Well, one of the things that I heard about the Alexander family was that it was really a cove institution, that, you know, that everyone knew the Alexanders.
Yeah, well, it seemed like, there was seven boys and two girls in this family of my dad's, you know, brothers and sisters. And they all lived around Cove here for a long time, and then there was a couple of them that moved to California and was logging.
But most of them were farmers. Most of the Alexander family was farmers.
Mm-hmm. And then... some of them would trap in the rear time, you know, go to the mine and trap for stuff, and can sell the furs and stuff.
Oh, where did they sell their furs?
I don't know.
So it was one of those things that they did that.
In the rear time. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Was there a grange that you belonged to? Can you talk to me about that?
It used to just really be a nice, we'd have potluck suppers, you know, and our meetings on our meeting nights, and then they got to be in TV and everything, and just too much going on, and people just kind of, and it's closed up now.
Is that the big white building as you come from? When you had meetings, what did you meet about?
It was mostly a farm, you know. It was to do with the farms and voting a lot on stuff we didn't really think about. But it was just kind of. In with the farm, it's kind of like the farm viewer, you know, used to be and stuff. I didn't do long with it. But, it was just kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. So people shared information about the farming. Did everyone go? Did the wives go? Uh-huh. The kids and everything?
Yeah. Now, usually the kids didn't go, but we always took our two, our only boy, and take some color prints and some color books, you know, when they... They really enjoyed this and their listeners and everything. And everybody would always tell us how nice they was and not noisy or anything. They said, well, that's the way they used to talk.
Right. But
we had lots of fun and lots of dances. They used to have New Year's dances and the breakfast. And
did the women participate in the farming discussions very much?
Yes, they did. Most all the women that up there in High Valley when I was growing up, they all milk cows. Mm-hmm.
So when they would have the Grange meetings, the women would also talk?
Yeah, they would. Yeah, most of them was more women there. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of unusual for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then, I was married and lived here before we joined the Grange. But it got so that just another lady and I would go and you know, yeah, that's no meeting. Mm-hmm. People just
Why do you think the Grange quit?
Well, I think just lack of people being interested in too much other things going on. Hmm.
Do you think that
but there's some, you know, some of the Grangers are still going pretty good. But.
Yeah. Do you think that that's created some division between the performers, that people are not as close or as helpful? So would you know all your neighbors who live here? And are they people that have lived here a long time?
Well, the ones that went to Grange, yes, they were. They were the ones that lived here. The older people, they're, most of them are gone now anyway. You know.
What about the people here in the orchards? Do you know
them? I know the neighbor. It's a little Mexican family. Really nice.
Oh.
Yeah, but the man that owns this orchard is a Japanese. He's got a house way up on the hill, but he lives in Tokyo. He's never out here, maybe 1-2 days a year.
He owns an orchard? But he lives in
Tokyo? Yes, I think it's for kind of tax write-off or something.
Oh. And so the Mexican family runs the place. That's amazing.
And he's so, well, he talks English real good. Now, the wife doesn't too good. Yeah, but they got the nicest two little boys. And if I need something done, or I never do ask him, you know, he came over here, he was going to prune my trees. Well, he did, and so I had to always paint a little bit of the trees and prune them. So I went over with with some money and an envelope about what the others charged, and a couple pies, and he wondered what was in that envelope, and I said, well, what money I owe you? I'm not taking that, but I will take the pies. So that's how I pay him now. If he cuts up a tree or something for me, I pay him with pies.
So what kind of pies do you
make? Well, I make whatever he likes, a rhubarb pie, and cherry, like the cherry pie, he liked that. And lemon, they didn't care too much for lemon. When they go to California around Christmas to visit their folks, they'll come back with oranges and lemons and stuff. And I asked, do you like the lemon pies? And what's that? So I made one, and I think he said his uncle that came to visit liked her really well. But no, he's.
So how do you make a crust?
I make my own crust.
Mm-hmm. And what do you make? What do you use?
I use flour and about a couple tablespoons of sugar, a teaspoon of salt, an egg, and.
Do you use oil or lard or what do you use?
Yeah, Crisco.
Crisco. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Then I just make it out of my head. So, but I've got enough. Yeah.
You've got enough for you. So have you always been a cook?
Yeah.
On the place? So.
But now I don't like to cook just for one person.
Yeah, it's harder, isn't
uh-huh.
it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I took the when I went over to that one pie that one time, he says, I'm going to have to get my wife to learn how to make this. I said, what? He said, and I said, well, that's my crust.
That's great. So, do you know if in the valley there are more people buying up land that are from another country?
Quite a few from California.
Hmm.
But
what
but
do
this
you think
is
about
a,
that?
Well, I don't know. I think I just see sweet people. No, I just don't know. It, you know, that's just their business, and I just figure that.
So you are just in really great shape, and you remember everything so well. What do you attribute your liveliness to?
I know myself though. I am getting so I kind of forget things pretty easy, and then other people tell me, well, so do they, you know. Or,
mm-hmm.
But I don't.
So do you miss the farm at all?
Not since business here, because this is enough. I've got some berries, you know, in my garden, and I really got enough, because I never went out in the field. My dad wouldn't let me out in the field work. He didn't really want me to go out in the field work. And so this is what I usually have done anyway,
mm-hmm.
on the farm, is just, you know,
after. So will the women usually pick the berries?
Oh, yes. And do most of the garden, that and the kids. The kids work that berry.
And eggs?
Or the children gather chickens.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's been a wonderful life for you.
Well, yeah, it really has for 8 years.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to hear that the grandchildren are now farming as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, they're they work day and night. And my daughter is just as
about his dad. My goodness, she's combining. And well, her husband is, he's really a neat guy, slow. You know, one thing, he's not what you call slow. He wants things just done professionally, like, you know. And where she's quite skeevy to get things done, and, you know, he's been just getting up and going. That's what her brother and I do, too. Mm-hmm. And so she's been a lot of help to him. She's been combining and helping with the cows.
Mm-hmm. And their place is in Tidal?
It's, no, it's in Laverne.
Oh, it's in
the Bowman place that he helps run. And then they have another place that him and his dad had together. That's where they live, up around Tidal. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a real farming legacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I really appreciate your
I'm just thinking, my goodness, I'll probably just club everything. And Diddy said, my daughter, she said, don't worry about it. She said, everything will be all right. I said, well, that lady I talked to, I don't know, but she sounds like a nice lady. And she said, I don't know, was you or not the one out to Aretha Mullins last year?
No, I didn't go, but somebody else went.
No, I know that she said there was some lady came out there last year. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if it was you.
No.
But Aretha Bowman is Tom's mother, daughter.
Right. Yeah. I was at Granny Pieces.
Oh.
So I got to talk about farms.
Mm-hmm. Well, they farmed a lot out there, didn't they? Farms.
Yeah. So it's a really unique way of life that I don't think the city people like myself know much about. Mm-hmm. So I find this really interesting to talk to you about. You know, like, you're wondering schoolhouse and walking through the snow and all of that.
When I come home from school, it would be anything to see 500 head of deer up on the hills. But no elk was out at that time. No, the elk came later to the mountains.
So would you see them in the elk as well?
No, I never did see an elk come in the High Valley, but here you can see them on the hills and stuff. But when I was going to school, in grade school, there was lots of deer up there. But they didn't seem to bother. Well, of course, we didn't have the big orchards and stuff more much, but they never did bother.
So they don't eat wheat?
Oh, yeah, they would, but they do. Well, I think a lot of people, like Daddy's son, would just go out and shoot in the air to scare them if they did get down the way, but they stayed on the hill.
Did you have a place where you hung your deer and meat and that kind of thing?
Oh, we had canned an awful lot because it wouldn't keep too long. No refrigerators.
How would you can it?
At that time you had to cook it, you didn't have pressure cookers. So we put it in this boiler and put it in the oven and brown it a little bit, and then put it in the sterilized pork jars and put some water and salt in there and put it on the stove. You had to cook it about 4 hours.
Really? Uh-huh.
With the wood stove.
Oh my gosh.
But now they have pressure cookers but we did. We had an old well that didn't have any water much, just in the bottom of it. And Daddy would take some of that deer, the quarters of it, and put it on a rope and lure it way down there where it was cool, and it would stay quite a while down there.
Oh, that's good. So when you ate deer meat during the winter, you would get it out of the mason jar.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It was real good. Cut it up in little chunks, and it was real good. And where we get browned it a little bit, it made nice brown gravy. Thicken a little bit.
Because I always wondered if you softened it or smoked it or.
I don't think they did the pig, but I don't think they did deer.
What was your favorite kind of meat growing up? Do you venison? Did you like venison?
I like venison and I like pork.
Mm-hmm. And did you use almost every part of the pig?
Yes. I even used the brains.
Really?
They make head cheese out of the heads.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember the difference. And that cow's tongues and all that,
Uh-huh. What about the pig's feet? They didn't pickle them.
Oh, yes, they did.
They pickled the pig's feet?
And to keep a lot of the pork chops, they would cook, they would have a lot of the, to make lard, and have a lot of that, and they would put the pork chops, cook them, put them down in this crock jar, and then put some of that lard on top and some more, and put it down in your cellar, and it would keep them all coming down the floor. So we had to do all kinds of things to keep our meat,
Did you have an icebox? So the cellar was your icebox. When do you remember getting an icebox?
not until I was married and we moved down here to Coldwood. I had electricity. We had electricity. I had the old home general cranked up.
Oh, really? And so would you use kerosene lamps?
Or gas, and Daddy would go to light those things, and then flame sometime and run out in the yard. And I just knew it was going to blow up. Never did.
What about running water?
No. Well, we had running water that ran in a little shed, a little mill house, we called it. But we would pack it to the house. Mm-hmm. We had outside toilets, of course. Mm-hmm. And but we didn't have, we had running water that would run to there until about August, and then it would dry up. And then sometimes we had to go haul it from, from the neighbors that had a real good water system in a big old water tank.
So how did you take baths?
We heated our water on the stove. Mm-hmm. And then they had these round bathtubs.
And then that's where you took the bathroom.
And then the kitchen.
The kitchen.
Uh-huh. Some had little wash house, little wash rooms, off their kitchen. Uh-huh. And that's where. But in the wintertime, my aunt would put this big tub right out in the kitchen. To the other of his house, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's where we took our bath.
Right. How often?
Probably twice a week. Mm-hmm. But then with our feet and stuff, you know, we had to wash them all at night. But, mm-hmm. but we had, and that, well, there was a lot of people that talk about their Saturday night bath. I don't know if they took one off.
So to be clean for church, then
we no, yeah, or else go in the creek.
Did you, was there a church here that people went to?
The what?
A church that people went to?
No, I don't know. They'd go to Union. Mm-hmm. If that, the Edelson family up there, they were Mormon. Mm-hmm. And they'd go to Union. Mm-hmm. But we just kind of had, you know, these like mountains and all the valley and all that was kind of our church. Well, you're welcome.